Hey there, Golf Trip Junkies. The Golf Trip Authority is here bringing the experience of the Buddy Golf Trip to life with the mission to entertain, inform, and inspire you with critical information for planning your next Buddy Golf Trip. I will get the 411 from industry experts with knowledge about the greatest golf resorts, courses, products, and services that make your golf trips truly memorable. Tune in weekly to get the latest golf trip goodness delivered straight to your earbuds. I'm your host, John Morse. Let's tee this up. Golf Americas promotes golf destinations and the most popular golf courses in Latin America. As a media partner of the PGA Tour Latin America, they support and promote destinations where tournaments are held and encourage golf travel to the region. Their editorial and promotional services encourage travel to discover amazing golf and after-golf experiences such as culture, gastronomy, as well as hotels and resorts. Through their expertise and exposure, Golf Americas creates great golf trip packages offering high-end services and experiences throughout the regions of Mexico, Caribbean, and Central America. In this special episode, Sandra Reed, Director of Golf Americas, shares her unique insight on safely traveling to the region during this pandemic. We'll be back to talk to Sandra right after we thank our sponsors. Hey, Golf Trip Junkies, John here. I am so excited to tell you that TripCaddy.com has a whole new look for 2021. At TripCaddy, we put everything in one place so you can easily create awesome golf trips. You can explore all of the popular destinations, request a quote, then organize your trip information for your buddies. If that's not enough, join the conversation in the TripCaddy Live community to interact with others to share wisdom and gain valuable insights to create a truly memorable golf trip. You can even access special offers and insider information while accessing all of our podcasts. When you're planning your next buddy golf trip, you'll definitely want to make TripCaddy.com your first destination. That's TripCaddy.com. Hey, Sandra, really excited to have you on the show today. Thank you for taking the time. We really appreciate it. Why don't you say hello to the Golf Trip Junkies and tell them a little something about yourself and the areas that you represent.
Well, hello, Golf Trip Junkies. What a pleasure to be here with you all, and thank you for this opportunity to promote the regions of the Caribbean, Mexico, and Central America. I am the director of Golf Americas, and we are showcasing this region as spectacular areas to go have a wonderful golf experience, and in addition, have a cultural or touristic experience that will really be memorable. These days, it's so difficult to find that good place to go and relax that I do want you to take consideration of things, you know, destinations and experiences that you can have south of the border.
Absolutely. And we've got a special show today as we're talking about the COVID-19 situation and travel. So I'm real excited to have Sandra on to be able to talk through that. But this is such a critical time for a lot of our listeners that are kind of locked up, or those that are getting out are actually getting on planes and they're heading out to go travel. Brian, we're seeing a lot of this, even with some of our own friends, and the industry is definitely booming as well.
Well, that's exactly right. I think people are getting a little bit of a cabin fever, and they do want to get out, and no better place to go than getting out of the country for a relatively short flight down to the Caribbean or down to Mexico. And just lots of questions are popping up from our listeners as it relates to what are the rules? What's going on, and how is it easy? Is it to go in and out of the country? And that's part of the reason why we have Sandra on the line today to address some of those questions and put minds at ease as it relates to travel down to those areas.
For sure. So Sandra, let's jump into it. I know you represent the state of Quintana Roo, which for our listeners out there, that's Cancun and Riviera Maya. I'm sure many of you have vacationed down there, but this is really a hotbed, Sandra, for some really good golf and great golf destination to bring your buddies to enjoy the beach and enjoy some magnificent golf. Let's jump in and talk about what's going on with COVID-19 down there. What is so unique or maybe the same as people are looking to get out over the winter time to come down to the Cancun region?
Well, I think this conversation comes at a great time because hurricane season is over. You know, the winter is coming in. I'm sure people towards the end of the year are looking forward to a place to go and just relax with friends and family. And there's no better place than the Caribbean and the Mexico areas for this this time of year. Like you said, Cancun, Riviera Maya is part of what it's called the Mexican Caribbean. It's a wonderful area definitely to go and relax and being able to enjoy this weather and these great opportunities. What many don't know is that that state that has two main destinations that we've been mentioning has 14 golf courses. So you have great opportunities to spend, you know, 3-4 days that you can travel and have a cultural experience, try the food, have a little tequila, and being able to experiment 2 or 3 different golf courses that are just, you know, 20, 30 minutes away from wherever you want to stay. I want to mention that that area, the Mexican Caribbean, became the first destination in the Americas to receive something that's called the Global Safety Stamp. And this was, it's being offered by the World Travel Tourism Identity. And it's really following standards for the destinations that they need to maintain in place, have a strong protocol, train staff, and prepare the infrastructure to welcome tourists. As those of us that have been there before know that that area really depends on the tourism. That's their bread and butter. That's their everyday. Tremendous amount of hotels, facilities, entertainment, restaurants, bars, and most of all, they employ a lot of people. So this is something that the officials realized that they had to get on the A ball quickly to make sure that they're able to provide jobs and be able to continue feeding many families during this pandemic period that we didn't know really how long it was going to last. So I would want to say that this is one of the safest areas in the Caribbean. It's been open since the middle of June. They haven't closed, even though they've kept very much aware of to their COVID situation internally. The state of Quintana Roo is far enough from the central part of Mexico that it doesn't affect their numbers, doesn't affect the amount of people that are contagious or that have the virus, simply because it's remote. It's hard to get there by road. You would have to travel in. And they have taken all the precautionary steps to make sure that those who are traveling in follow the rules, don't have the virus, and are able to keep everybody else safe. Because the protocols begin at the airport. The moment you land, the terminal is completely hygiene compliant. Their protocols have been tested by their health department as well as the tourism department. They want to make sure that the standards are top quality. They have signs for social distancing. They want to make sure that people have their space. They definitely have enough space. Their terminals are wide, are very modern. They've been updated. So they have the space to make sure that people maintain that distance between them. They have inspection points. They offer antibacterial gel throughout the public areas. And they do have in their system the thermal cameras, which are able to detect fever or high temperatures on the passengers as they're arriving at the party. So this gives them a little heads up as to who's walking around the terminal.
Yeah, those things are pretty cool. They can almost tell how much change you have in your pocket, too. But keeping tabs on folks as they're just, you know, pointing at the temperature gauge of people. I mean, that's huge just to be able to identify those folks as they're walking through, which is that's pretty interesting.
Absolutely. So then they maintain these protocols and a lot of steps in place for transportation, because once you leave the area, you get your baggage, you walk out, and you're going to get into a bus or a private car or something to take you to your final destination. So they maintain the cleaning cycles, the personal protection equipment on place, and making sure that buses or minivans or private transportation are being cleaned regularly, pre and post passengers in or out. And obviously, as anywhere right now, the new way of life is, if you don't have to be in a grocery store. You don't have to be in a mall or things like that, because you're going there to enjoy the beach. You're going there to play golf. Well, don't go out of your way to go to these places. I mean, you're looking for some bad luck or trouble that say that. So just follow the rules. Just follow the steps. Go do what you want to do. And make sure that because you're in a foreign country, you know the rules that are applying to that country at that time. It's hard to say, just like we are, their numbers are changing in the country. So the country is following certain protocols at different times based on the amount of cases that they have. But overall, I want to say that Quintana Roo or the Mexican Caribbean have really taken those steps, and they're above and beyond your standard, average standard in the country, in Mexico.
Wow, Brian, does this sound kind of familiar as far as what we've been seeing up here in the United States where, you know, the airports are taking these kinds of precautions? It doesn't sound any different.
Not at all. It's very, very, very similar. And I find it a lot more comforting walking through an airport here in the U.S. at this point in time than it is just walking into a grocery store, because everything is just very, very, very clean, and the airplanes are recycling the air, and it's very, very safe. But then again, I mean, I know there are some concerned citizens out there that really want to take all precautions, but just know that you know, these facilities and these planes are really the first line of defense, and I think it's reflected into a lot of the work that people are putting into to make sure that air travel is safe.
That's right.
So anyway, that's just my point of view.
Yeah, I agree with that. I want to really applaud the people from the airline industry. I think they've really gone, taken extra steps to make sure that those passengers, once they walk in into the flight and they put their seatbelt on, the measures of their security and safety have really been taken care of.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Golf Trip Junkies out there, we're not suggesting that you eat your lobster mac and cheese off the handrest on the airplane, but it's they're doing a great job. Sandra, so much so that, as we were talking before, that really this is one of the only places you can get in and out of the United States on both sides of the trip where you don't necessarily you don't have to quarantine unless you're showing symptoms, but it's not a forced quarantine as you leave the country or come back in. Isn't that right?
That's correct. The Mexican Caribbean probably has one of the easiest arrival and departures under the COVID protocols these days. There are many countries around the Caribbean that actually close completely. Some have not even opened yet. Each state, each country, as they're opening, they're trying to evaluate their standards, see what's the best steps to take. Overall, I think the average is COVID test at least 3 days prior to departure. Definitely checking your temperatures. That's standard for everybody right now. And some are even suggesting once you're in the country to try to minimize your presence with other people, with the locals, and try to, you know, go to your beach, go to your pool, and follow certain areas where dining facilities are accessible. But they still don't have a standard set of rules, and the protocols have not been put in place for everybody. I think every country is different, and it would be wise to check and see what the CDC is saying about each different country before you even buy your airline ticket, to make sure you follow their standards so you're able to get in or out.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that's a great point. As far as just using typical common sense, you know, don't get on a plane if you're sick. Don't even try to leave the house if you're sick, if you're feeling symptoms. I mean, this is just the standard record, broken record that the CDC is kind of putting out there for everybody, but people are still breaking it. And you know, hey, the Mexican Caribbean don't want your COVID down there. So do what you need to do. Do as you normally do out here. If you're abiding by the typical protocols when you're out and about, wearing a mask and just doing what is respectable to others is really the message here. And I think the whole area of Quintana Roo will welcome you with open arms, and they're doing what they can do to protect. Now, nobody knows what's going on, but everybody's just working hard, and they're just trying to stay working. That region down there, Sandra, is predominantly dependent on the travel and tourism industry and travel from the United States. So it's one of these things that we just want to make sure we advocate for safety and we respect those who are trying to protect us as well.
Absolutely.
And Sandra, this has been great to share all of that down there. What the great news I hear about this Golf Trip Junkies ultimately is that it's nothing different than what you're already doing. So continue to do what you're doing. Continue doing what you're doing and take those necessary precautions. Sandra, as we get set to close here, any final thoughts about, you know, welcoming people down there and the precautions? It sounds like they're just doing everything that you would hope to expect.
Well, absolutely. They're definitely to welcome you. And don't forget that they're wonderful people, very hospitable, very friendly. That part has not changed. I think they're really going above and beyond to make sure that their guests are being well taken care of. And as golfers, I can tell you that the same golfing protocols that we have in the United States apply down there. If you go to a golf course, well, you have to take your bag into your cart, one person per cart, unless you say, listen, I'm with my family, this person I'm living with, so we can share this cart. The flagpoles need to stay in. They have a little hook that you can take your golf ball out. There are no rakes. So your life will continue being, as you know it, as a golfing junkie when you're playing on those golf courses.
Yeah, that's perfect to know. And as far as Brian, even some of the protocols we're seeing at country clubs, as well as resorts and other municipal courses, I mean, everybody's doing the same thing. So that's what you're going to expect when you get down there on those golf courses. Brian, any final words from your side?
No, I think that's a good point. It's all very similar in nature, and but just know that there's some great golf to be had. And you know, the whole point of today's session with Sandra was just to really get under the covers and understand the nature of travel down to that these different regions and the different protocols that are being observed and so forth. But Sandra, really do appreciate it. This has been very informative, and I know our listeners are going to take heed and hopefully have a chance to come down and visit you.
Well, absolutely. That's what Golf America does. We are the experts in that region. We definitely want to promote that area right now because of, I think everybody's tired of this kind of a way of life that we've been having recently. So it's time to be a little adventurous in trying to discover new cultures, new golf courses, and new experiences under the COVID precaution protocol. So I think we can all be safe and enjoying it at the same time.
Absolutely. Well, Sandra, thank you. And before we go, why don't we do this? We're going to be hearing from you again because we're going to be interviewing you about a couple of the resorts down there. So I'm really excited about that. So Golf Trip Junkies, Sandra is the expert in the area. So if you are looking to get down there and you have some questions, Sandra, I want you to provide your contact information. How do they contact you? As well as you represent some awesome golf courses, which we'll be highlighting in the show notes and on our website at tripcaddy.com. That if you're looking to plan a golf trip in the region, Sandra's your gal to contact. So Sandra, please share your information and then we'll say goodbye.
Yes, thank you. Golf Trip Junkies, you can reach me at sandra@meetingsalliance.com, or you can go into the website, which is golf-americas.com. You can see information on different golf courses, feature stories on different regions, as well as some packages. So I'm definitely available to help out in anything that has to do with travel into that region. So thank you so much for this opportunity. And yes, I am looking forward to talking to all of you again, because we have some great golf courses to introduce to you.
Absolutely, Sandra. I look forward to that episode, as Golf Trip Junkies are too. It's going to be awesome to hear about all the golf trip goodness down there. Well, thanks again, Sandra. Golf Trip Junkies, you've been hanging out with Sandra Reed from Golf Americas. I'm John, and your show caddy, Brian, are here at the Golf Trip Authority reminding you, don't just show up prepared. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, Golf Trip Junkies, we'd love to hear from you. Please share a comment about this episode or any of the others and connect with us at thegolftripauthority.com. It's also linked over at tripcaddy.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again to our sponsors, Morning Reed and Shipsticks, and thanks to all of you for helping us spread the word. Talk to you soon.